mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, into hour number three. I'm going to get into FDA okays another brain-stimulating implant for the masses. Desmond Tutu's plan for a world ID number for all our children to keep them safe. Clinton saying that his twit wife would make an excellent first female president. It's going to be her against Arnold. The conservatives will go, anything's better than Hillary, I'm voting for the crowd. ACLU ex-detainees to sue Rumsfeld over abuse. And there's just so much more. I will be going over all of it. Right now, let's go back to your calls. Tom in Tennessee. Welcome, sir.
Good. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
I just want to say hi to your fans in CrossFit, Arkansas, namely Diane.
All right.
And
a shout-out to Diane, then. What else is going on?
Oh, yeah, I heard you discount somebody last week and say, oh, well, that's not true about them giving troops that suffered from post-traumatic stress syndrome ecstasy. And it's true, man.
I didn't say it wasn't true. I said I find it hard to believe.
It's hard to believe. It is hard to believe, man. But they are doing that.
Well, he said it was on Dallas TV, and I'm sure he sent me the email. I never saw it, and I'd like to post that.
This is from Reuters. I am especially proud to be able to announce a new MAPS project that has not previously been mentioned in the MAPS newsletter. That's the root ingredient of ecstasy, and they're going to use that for post-traumatic stress syndrome.
Well, I'll tell you what, email that to me, and I'll get it posted.
Yeah, I figure you should.
Tips at InfoWars.com. Look, I have the Wired magazine story where they said they're giving them amnesiacs, even more hardcore, kind of like Halcyon-type drugs, when they get back from combat because they're leaving them in way too long, which is, you know, would destroy anybody.
I can personally testify to that because I'm a former trooper from Gulf War One.
Well, in World War II, you did 22 missions in the plains. You never served more than 11 months in combat on the ground. Now they've had National Guard, who aren't even career soldiers, there for 2 years, and they're going to extend it for 4 with 1 month of leave a year. I mean, nobody can. I mean, 1 out of 1,000 can handle that.
It's great.
So you were a trooper in Gulf War One. What'd they push on you?
I actually had an elite job. I was a loadmaster on a C-130, so they didn't push too much on me. But my brothers over there that were, you know, rifle carriers, you know, they're just guinea pigs. Just guinea pigs.
And they were giving them drugs?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, they admit they hand out the pep pills to the troops, which are pure methamphetamine, pure
absolutely high-grade
speed. Look, that's how Elvis got on speed.
Keep them awake.
Well, the Army, he was such a nice guy. He volunteered, folks. He was such a nice guy that they had him literally doing 2 or 3 shows a day sometimes for PR in Germany and in Europe. And they ordered him. They said, look, take these. He's like, man, I can't keep doing this. And they killed Elvis, folks. Decades later, you know, he's injecting all that stuff. I mean, they ordered Elvis Presley on that stuff.
Well, nowadays, just imagine, like I said, Alex, the ecstasy thing is, I've done ecstasy as a rebellious child, and, you know, it makes you feel good, it makes you feel, you know, like you love everybody.
It causes brain bleeding.
Yeah, absolutely. It causes death. It'll kill you if you misuse it, but they're going to prescribe this to veterans coming back.
And but then stop. Then they'll get addicted, and when they're caught with it in their car, the cop will take them to jail.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Great points, my friend. God bless.
Alex.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Are you and your family members getting enough minerals in their daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. Kids who may not be doing as well in school and having a hard time studying ought to be looking at a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call for C Minerals at 877-817-9829 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost in the immune system. C Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful and energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help from Minerals from the Sea. Call for C Minerals today at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Now 8 minutes, 30 seconds into the third hour of worldwide transmission. In the last segment, I was talking to a caller who was mentioning a Reuters article about the government giving ecstasy to troops returning home on leave because of all their depression and stress. I know for a fact they're giving them drugs even more hardcore than that, a whole new class of high-tech amnesiacs that will actually be a lot stronger than something like Halcyon that just knocks you out for the period you're on it, but drugs that will knock out long periods of time before that, brain-damaging drugs, and Wired Magazine, several others have done reports on this in the last few years. One of them was the Marshall Plan about the top futurist at the Pentagon. It looks like Dr. Evil, named Dr. Marshall, is like 89 years old or something. He's been at the Pentagon for like since it was built, they said. But he goes in the future. It won't be what our Army's equipment is. It's what drugs we'll be on. You can just look at him, and boy, you can tell he has been putting his hand in the cookie jar. And that's a big part of this. The ninja, 600, 700 years ago, they were a secret society of assassins. And they'd take a young man, train him, give him drugs, get him addicted to drugs, give him sex. And it was mind control. And they would train him that he was part of an elite and he was special and it was as part of his religion, and that he would commit one assassination and then kill himself with seppuku after doing the good job. Literal mind control, dispose of themselves. And that was just with cultural mind control and telling them that they were the elite and giving them, getting them addicted to some drugs and giving them the finest prostitutes. So that's the type of mind control that we're talking about and that we're dealing with. And since the 40s, well, Hitler gave his troops steroids. Anabolic steroids got their big start under Hitler. In fact, the first use of anabolic steroids to bulk up and get big was during World War II, and the Nazis sent pills and injections to the front lines to make their troops bigger and meaner and all this other garbage. But they also gave their troops speed. And look, that's one thing for special forces. If they've been marching for 3 days, it's an emergency situation, you know, just do or die, yeah, take a, quote, stress pill or a pep pill. You know, they give the astronauts that. That's, you know, break in case of emergency. That's it, though. No. Now it's just take these, and it's about control. And now they're coming out with all these designer drugs, and it, any statistic will tell you the military bases are just rampant with illegal drug use. But the legal drugs that the troops are on, this then, I mean, you'll have basically a zombie, drugged-out army. They said they're giving them amnesiac drugs and aggression drugs. They've also been testing aggression drugs on them. And they claim that, oh, you know, these four Delta Force operators from one unit, they came home and killed their wives because they were on a malaria drug. Well, it turned out that wasn't the case. Clearly, they've been part of some test project. And, they, you know, they come home and kill their wives. You know, four of them. And children in one case. But why do four, one unit, you know, one wing of Special Combat Applications Group, why come back and kill your wives? Why? Because they were, this was admitted, testing these aggression drugs on them in Afghanistan. And it's very addictive, these designer drugs. And, you know, they bring some of the goodies home, folks, and, well, your wife gets her head blown off or her head cut off in the process. So, there's already a problem with hardened combat troops killing people around them. Usually it's somebody at the bar or somebody at the convenience store that smarts off to them. Because you've already killed a bunch of people. You've gone over that line. You have evaporated your inhibitions. And it's weakness. Our troops in the past, you know, didn't behave like this a lot. And they might have killed 50 people. But now they do. They come home and they go on a bank robbery spree. Or they just start shooting people. Or they climb up on top of a tower and start blasting people. You know, there have been some cases of that, but now it's getting more prevalent. Heaven help us, man. A bunch of drugged out troops running around. And it's been admitted that from our internal sources and mainstream news, they go into whole towns, folks, and they'll take every man down to age 10. And a lot of times they'll just pull off the road, line everybody up, because somebody from the town of, you know, small village of 500 shot at a tank with a rifle. They'll take every man in the town, send most of them to the camp, pick out ones they don't like the look of, walk them up to a ditch, and blow all their heads off. You're like, good, kill them Iraqis! But I thought we went there to save them. Well, we're now our people getting killed. We're going, nye, nye, nye. Number one, that's going to turn them against us. But number two, when the Nazis did that to our troops, when the Vietnamese did that to our troops, when the North Koreans did it to our troops, when the British did it to our troops, was it okay then? You know, that's the same attitude at Wounded Knee, where you got a couple thousand Native Americans just standing there, and our troops just mow them down with a Gatling gun and ride them down and kill all the women and children, because they're animals anyways, bunch of subhumans. You know, we've done this before, folks. probably 8 million Native Americans that were killed by the sword, another 5 million or so that died from disease over that 100 years. But, oh, okay, they're subhuman. All right. I'm an evil liberal because I'm against killing Native Americans, so we'll be conservatives. We'll say they're all subhuman. What about all the mining towns where you'd have a couple hundred people who come in, put their mining claim in with the state of Colorado or Nevada, and they're out there, and these are historical cases. There's a couple hundred families, and the railroad comes and says, we don't care if you've had a claim on this for 2 years. We want this gold field. And so Pinkerton Security's called in. They line up the Gatling guns. There was stuff like this happening turn of the last century. Forget, 150 years ago. And they just came in and they rode everybody down and killed them and murdered them and burned them and killed every woman and child. Just Pinkerton Security. And you know what? The government's always going to be, imagine riding on horseback up to a woman with her baby, just cocking your shotgun. Boom! Guts flying everywhere, dead babies. Woohoo! Yeah! We can do whatever we want. They found the same type of people today, folks. And they're putting them in black ski masks. They're giving them power. They've got their little secret police training camps all over. And they're building this army of evil, this army of darkness. This army of darkness. And I'm not going to put up with it. I'm peacefully trying to fix it, trying to warn people, trying to wake folks up, trying to do something about it. And by the way, all those guys that went out and killed those women and children, white people, they started out on Native Americans. And before the New York Times takes us out of context, that Native American is just as valuable as some white settler. Okay? The point is that to them, they were better. They started out on Native American men. Then they moved on to Native American women and children. And 20 years later, I got film from the 20s of a peaceful group of people on strike. And it shows hundreds of police and private security men just open fire on them with Tommy guns. We had bonus marchers who'd been denied after World War I their bonuses they were promised. And so they were all homeless, like our troops are now, camping out by the Capitol. And they sent in Douglas MacArthur and Eisenhower. That's why both those men got promoted. And they used tanks and machine guns and rode those men down and killed, I forget, it was dozens. So don't think for a minute this stuff isn't going to happen. They're gearing up for all of it again. Of course, MacArthur had a soul, though. At the end, he just said, I'm not going to let our troops be defeated. I want to A-bomb the North Koreans, and I am not going to give my plans to the UN anymore so you can do this to me. So they kicked him out of there quick. Eisenhower never, maybe in his last speech he said, beware the military-industrial complex and its undue influence, but he never really did what MacArthur did. So I can forgive young men like MacArthur and Eisenhower. They fought in World War I in the front lines. MacArthur, I think, was shot 15 times, serious wounds. That was a tough guy. But what he did was wrong, but later he apologized for it. Eisenhower never did. The point is, they don't think anything of you. And I've got the World Bank documents. They're going to take you for everything you've got. And they know you're going to get mad when it happens, and that's part of their plan. So I hope and I pray people won't go along with this, because I'm just trying to warn people. The facts are the facts. If you don't want to believe this, it doesn't change the facts. Stop living inside your head. Stop thinking the world is what you see out of your two eyeballs. The world is bigger than you. It's bigger than me. And so many people have this total focus just on the next minute, the next hour, the next week. It's me, 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 me. And you're so focused on yourself that you're going to lose yourself. Those that were willing to give up their lives, gained them, and those that were trying to keep them, lost them. That is literal. Literal. I used the analogy yesterday of a dog's running at you to bite you. If you run back at the dog, every dog on the planet will turn and run. If you have it in your heart, you're going to attack that dog. Because we're bigger and we're meaner. And that dog in his gut is afraid of us and knows we're the dominant species. But if you run from that dog, he's going to tear you up.
doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cartavite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cartavite, that's all changed now.
I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cartavite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cartavite.
We all use Cartavite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000% Cartavite. Cartavite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cartavite. You can find more information at www.cartovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cartavite is a natural thing. Like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Cartavite.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
This is Jeff Donovan, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size last week. Her name is Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds in only 7 days, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size Smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Call 1-888-223-2838. 1-888-223-2838. That's 1-888-223-2838 for Right Size Smoothie.
I got a star on my car and one on my chest, a gun on my hip and the right to arrest. I'm the guy who's the boss on this highway, so watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm a working for the state. I'm the highway patrol. Well, you'll know me when you see me, 'cause my door's painted white, with my siren is screaming and my flashing red light. I work all day and I work all night, just to keep in law and order, trying to do what's right. If I write you out a ticket, then you better drive slow. I'm just doing my job on the highway patrol. My odd job on the highway patrol.
It's going to be a tax situation.
What, Bob, there's an easy solution to this problem, okay?
USA Radio Network News, this is Russ Rossman reporting. The father of missing 9-year-old Jessica Lunsford is pleading for the safe return of his daughter. Despite massive search efforts involving hundreds of volunteers, there's been no sign of her, and police say they begin to scale back search efforts. Jessica's father, Mark Lunsford, told reporters today authorities will continue to look for his daughter.
This is the end of phase one. Now it's time for phase two. And the sheriff's department, they're not going to quit until my daughter's back. They won't.
Jessica Lunsford was last seen wearing a pink nightgown and white shorts after being put to bed at her home last Wednesday night. A 59-year-old man police are holding in the BTK serial killings in Wichita, Kansas, could be formally charged this week. Authorities say they have DNA evidence that links Dennis Rader to at least 10 murders dating back to the 1970s, and they feel their case is solid. AAKE TV anchor Susan Peters says police are taking items out of Rader's back shed.
You see him in the back shed getting evidence after evidence, taking it out of the back shed. We imagine that's where he kept a lot of the evidence because he hid it all from his wife. These are victims' driver's licenses, jewelry, all kinds of things that would lead him to the murder victims.
Peters says the BTK killer always kept in touch with the television station. The killer sent letters to authorities and the media at the time identifying himself as BTK, which stands for Bind, Torture, Kill. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Leanne Rimes. So you want to be a country singer, do you?
Tomorrow, superstar Leanne Rimes hosts the new season of Nashville Star on USA Network. The best from across the nation will sing their hearts out.
You vote live on Who Rocks and Who Walks.
Don't miss special guest judges like rocker Bret Michaels, plus live performances by Montgomery Gentry, Sarah Evans, and Leanne herself.
Just a little party with a few close friends.
Leanne Rimes hosts a brand new season of Nashville Star. Tuesday, starting tomorrow at 10, 9 cents, only on USA Network.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Yet another winter storm blowing through the Northeast. Meteorologist Cameron Thomas describes just how much snow has fallen so far.
We're looking at general amounts about 6 to 12 inches for most areas. Across North Carolina, Virginia, a lot of snows have fallen already. Generally about half a foot, some higher amounts, 6 to 8 inches for some areas.
New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg says the city is ready for snow with 1,400 plows and thousands of tons of salt. Public schools throughout Philadelphia dismissed students today early due to the storm. Washington, D.C. area commuters are finding some messy driving conditions this afternoon as a winter storm pushes through there. And this couple was on their way from Baltimore to Raleigh, North Carolina.
It is just wet and miserable, and most of the people that we've encountered on the road have been behaving themselves, including the 18-wheelers and everyone else. But we're just hoping to stay ahead of it.
Maryland State Police say their troopers will work overtime if needed to make sure the highways stay safe. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Leanne Rimes. So you want to be a country singer, do you?
Tomorrow, superstar Leanne Rimes.
On the march, the empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans re-secure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237. And, of course, covering the news, Paul Watson coming up with a two-hour special news report. We're going to cover just probably 50 different stories in the next 2 hours. Coming up, though, I want to get into some of this nanotech technology news. Nanotech, revolutionizing, I'm inventing words, revolutionary trend in our world today. I'm as bad as Jesse Jackson now in inventing new words. But we were talking to Patrick in Maryland, and he was talking about my book, 9-11, Descent into Tyranny, not to be confused with 9-11, the film, The Road to Tyranny. And you were asking about other books. Patrick, there's so many other great books exposing the global crime syndicate, the New World Order. Dr. Dennis Cuddy's books are excellent because they're mainly documents. Charlotte Iserby's book, Deliberate Dumbing Down, about the Department of Education's admitted plan to dumb down our children. I mean, she was the number two person at the Department of Education during the Reagan administration. There are just hundreds of books, and there's so many different subjects they cover that I really couldn't do justice to all of them. But I personally, even though I've written a book, and, of course, Paul Watson's book that I published, Order Out of Chaos, Elite-Sponsored Terror in the New World Order, if we don't expose that governments carry out terror attacks against themselves and their own populations to scare their people into submission, we're really going to lose this fight. That's the key. Problem, reaction, solution. So I would say my book, Paul Watson's book, there's a lot of other great books out there. But I personally like videos even better, because you can show people all the documents and the video clips, while at the same time, most people don't read anymore, and so they'll watch a video. Does that answer your question, Patrick?
Sure, that's fine.
All righty, well, I appreciate your call.
Very much.
Take care, my friend. By the way, did you see this week, over the weekend? I didn't see it. I was driving in my car listening to network radio news and heard a top Russian reporter ask George Bush, the president, well, you're talking about Putin taking everybody's freedoms and crackdowns on liberties. What about America with the Patriot Act and all the things that are happening there? And Bush said, well, that's just ridiculous. In America, we have oversight. The people, if they get up in arms, you know, we have to answer to them. And, you know, we have a changing constitution, which isn't true, by the way. So, I mean, it really is hypocritical. And again, I'm not defending Vladimir Putin either. You know, they always set this up like, well, we're good and Putin's bad. No, you're all working for the same people. You're all working for the same system. And we're losing liberty, whether it's in China or Cuba or Russia or America or Venezuela or Nicaragua or Canada. I mean, all Germany. I mean, it's getting bad. It's getting real bad. We live in a country where they went and arrested over a dozen Christians and charged them with terrorism for praying on a street corner. And thank God they had video of it all. They didn't even raise their voices. People go, well, if they did, they should get in trouble. No, they could have been able to scream with a bullhorn if they wanted to. The point is that they tried to put him in jail for 47 years. And the judge finally dropped it. But the point is, the federal prosecutors advised the city of Philadelphia, they tried it. They tried to put him in prison. Anti-war protesters have gotten 2 years in jail for standing with a sign on a street corner that says, no blood for oil, in an unauthorized protest on a street corner next to 500 Bush supporters. They're allowed to stay. This is scary. And the good news is we are defeating a lot of these frivolous actions, but the scary part is they're still trying to do it. They're still trying to push this on us. Okay, now let's try to go back to Illinois and see if DJ is now back to the phone or is able to hear us. DJ, are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Okay, welcome. Go ahead.
I wouldn't miss you. Anyway, I don't know what happened before.
That's all right. Go ahead.
But I came across a couple of things yesterday, and a friend came across the, what do you call it, Tim Russert?
Yes.
And
Meet the Press.
Yes, Meet the Press. I don't watch it, but a friend told me about it. A reporter named Marie Dowd was
yes.
one of the three on, and they were cutting her off, bleeping her out, and then going to commercial. Now, she had no idea what they were saying at the time that, you know, they were trying to cut out. When they came back from commercial, they ignored anything. I don't think this Dowd, whomever she is.
What was she on? I mean, what was the subject?
I do not know. I did not see it. That's why I'm asking. Did anybody else
see it? Okay, so how do you know that they were cutting her off if you didn't see it?
That's what my friend told me, and she's usually not wrong.
Well, maybe somebody can call in about it. Here's another question. I still haven't had time to listen to the NPR show On the Media, which airs throughout the weekend on like 700 radio stations or something ridiculous. I haven't had time to listen to it myself. They interviewed me about the Popular Mechanics hit piece.
Yeah.
Did anybody hear that?
I haven't heard it. I was looking for it, and I haven't heard it. I would like to very much.
Yeah, well, maybe someday I'll get a chance to hear it. I've been so busy trying to finish martial law, which is about a day or two away from being done.
Really? There were two things on the History Channel last night about Hitler, and one was about him being on some pretty nasty drugs by his physician, his personal physician, and it really sounded like the same M.O. as Arnold. And then the other one that I caught was about his supposed second book detailing extreme racial extermination. And also his plans to invade America or to go to war with America. Does anybody know about that?
Well, of course.
Whether the book really exists or whether it was just a shill put out.
Well, I mean, Hitler wrote all kinds of pamphlets. Thanks for the call. Of course, Mein Kampf or My Struggle was the big one that helped him rise to power with the help of British and U.S. financiers. Let's now go to Chris in Texas. Chris, go ahead. Welcome.
Hey, how are you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
You enjoyed yourself on this beautiful Austin sunny day?
Well, I'm in a little bitty studio, but I'd like to be enjoying it. It is a perfect 10 day, is it not? And so was yesterday.
Oh, yes, sir. You got that right. Anyways, I'm not here to talk about the weather. On the 911letsroll.org, there's a laser on there, on the laser footage. I'm pretty sure you're aware of that. Have you seen that before, Alex?
You know, I've had the great folks on from that site, and I encourage everybody to look at all the possibilities. But the Pentagon not being hit by a plane, stuff like that, belly bombs, we have talked about it, lasers, all that. I just don't get into it and really focus on it.
Yeah.
We don't censor. People can talk about it all they want.
Well, I was just wondering, is there a way they can track that trajectory from where the laser was coming up from, perhaps?
Well, yeah. I mean, again, sir, I just really don't have any comments on it.
Okay, but that's
what I do have comments on is public officials, Mayor Willie Brown, John Ashcroft, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Source, AP, Times of London, San Francisco Chronicle, MSNBC, being warned not to fly to New York the night before 9/11. What I do know is CIA insider trading, leading back to Buzzy Krongard, who is now in the Associated Press saying, leave Bin Laden alone. This type number three man says, don't capture Bin Laden. What I do know is that NORAD stood down. They were running drills, flying hijacked jets in the World Trade Center and Pentagon that morning, and the buildings did have bombs in it. And all of that cannot be denied, and is absolutely provable and demonstrable. Larry Silverstein says they blew up Building 7, and that's the stuff I focus on.
Okay. Well, I got you on that. I got one more comment. Talking about President Bush, frankly, I think he's a total idiot, to tell you the truth. I mean, for all we know, he could have been greased in every facet of his life, from all the way from high school to get into Yale and to do, I mean, just because we were
family. Well, it's not for all we know. It's not all we know. They admit that anybody else would have flunked out of Yale. Dick Cheney did twice. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's just people that come from Yale just don't talk like the way he does. And that's why I think most Americans kind of come to him and agree with him, because he's not too bright. And that's why I think most Americans say, oh, he's like us then, you know. It's just a really, really sad state. And, you know,
a lot of a mind game they play. Mm-hmm. This is a mind game. Oh, a lot of Americans like him because he's an average guy. He's not fancy. He'd
right.
rather eat a hamburger than, you know, caviar. And then people go, oh, he's like me because people like him. And then we pick up on them saying people like him, and then people believe that. I mean, look, Bush is a blue blood from Kennebunkport, Maine. He's not a Texan.
That's right.
And he's a total fake. He's as fake as a $3 bill.
Mm-hmm. That's my point, Alex. You're right. I used to watch you in 1997, like, you know, back during the Clinton era, as a local cable access over here in Austin. And I remember sometimes some guys used to call in and do the chicken. You would just sit there and just, you know, be really humil. You know, you had so much humility in dealing with a lot of those guys. But you don't get those calls no more, I've noticed.
Listen, I appreciate the call. Five, 6 years ago, and I mean, I love to tell this story because it's really the best indicator I've got for people. 5, 6, and now I guess about 7 years ago, on local radio, where I started out. Started out on cable access, still do the show once a week. It's great. But started out on local radio, and the show became number one in its time slot very quickly. Started out with a weekend show, got number one ratings, got a weeknight show, got number one ratings, and then got syndicated. But thanks to Genesis. But I would sit there, and they had like 10 phone lines in that studio. No, that's not true. They had 9 of the 10 phone lines hooked up, 9 phone lines. And about half the callers disagreed with me. And I would go to the next call, they disagree with me, go to the next call, they disagree with me, go to the next call, they agree with me. Today, on my own broadcast, on dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of AM and FM stations, on shortwave, the internet, satellite, I give the number out. We don't screen your calls. You that have called are witnesses of that. We say, what's your first name? Where are you calling from? Sometimes we'll ask how you're listening. We should ask how you're listening. I forget to do that. We forget to do that. It's always nice to know and occasionally plug some of our affiliates out there. But today, I do my broadcast, and people call in and say, you're not hardcore enough because this is about the only disagreement we get. You're not hardcore enough because you don't think Jews run the New World Order. Or you're not hardcore enough because you don't think the Catholics run the New World Order. Or you're not hardcore enough because, you know, you don't believe exactly as I believe. Or you don't believe in a national sales tax or, you know, something like that. Or you don't want to talk about lasers being fired at the Pentagon or the Capitol or at the towers or whatever. Again, I believe the New World Order is run by evil, corrupt people, regardless of what group they claim they're with. Are evil people in control of almost every major group in the world? Yes, they are. That's why they're in the New World Order. They're smart. They get in the positions of power to control the compartmentalized structures, the pyramidal power systems. That hierarchical system. But it's not just my broadcast, folks. It's every radio interview I do. I normally do about 2 interviews a day on average. Lately, I've been refusing a lot of them because I'm trying to finish this film. But it could be Coast to Coast AM. Big, you know, second biggest radio show in the world. It could be a liberal show, a conservative show, a Christian conservative show. A neocon program where the host is attacking me, where they're not real Christians. And almost, I mean, it's got to be 30 to 1. I've sat there. This is such good news. I've sat there doing 2-hour radio interviews, you know, on AM stations covering, you know, 10 states for 2 hours, and the host takes 30 phone calls, just boom, 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 boom. And the host is attacking me, you know, on some of these other talk shows. Or on shows, they're not attacking me like George Norrie doing a great job. And I'm sitting there, but on, you know, big mainstream shows, I'm sitting there doing the interview, and the host is attacking me on some of these, and they start freaking out. This has happened dozens of times. What's wrong with you people? Is it a full moon? Why are you all agreeing with this kook? And they'll just end up hanging up on me. And I'll sit there. You know how you'll go 1, 2, 3, 4, you know, four little ones, and then you'll, for number 5, you'll draw a diagonal line through it. And I'll sit there, all the callers that agree with me, it'll be like 29, 30 of those with one caller who disagrees with me. I mean, you talk about a real poll. I mean, you talk about a serious focus group. You talk about really seeing what the people think. I'm amazed by it. I mean, I'll go on the radio in England, in Germany, in Australia, in Hungary, none of the callers call and disagreeing with me. And almost every caller that does call in disagreeing with me will say, I want to kill you, I want to get you in a jail cell and urinate on you, we're going to put you in a camp, I'm glad there's camps. Like, we've gone and gone to the archives of different shows before and actually grabbed these callers out of it and posted it on the website. I mean, it's a pathology. It's a mindset. When you talk to these people, it's like it's the same person, but it's not. It's the same spirit or mindset or worldview, philosophy. I mean, it's incredible. That's the experience I've had, a total shift. Now, I still get the death threats and still get the mean emails and, you know, stuff like that, and I still have the mainstream media attacking me like never before. I mean, I'm getting attacked on a weekly basis by national publications. But that goes with the territory. And, you know, every once in a while, some of the criticism is valid. I'm not perfect. Unlike George Bush, who, when he's been asked many times, have you done anything wrong? He goes, no. Oh, I have. We make mistakes sometimes, not often. And when we do, we point them out. Because we're about credibility. We want you to check out what we say. Because when you find out it's real for yourself and tangible, we believe you'll take action and save this country. I'm doing what I do because the globalists are criminals, folks, and none of us are safe while they're in power. Whether it's John Kerry or George Bush or Hillary Clinton, who Bill Clinton's now out stumping for El Presidente. What a nightmare. Let's go ahead and talk to Jeff in Ohio. Jeff, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing today?
Good, sir.
The Bible says that God will raise up warriors in the final days, and I'm honored to be on the phone with one of them. I feel that way.
Well, I'm just an average person, just like you, my friend.
I know that's how you feel, but you are a great man. I had two questions. You quote a couple of times about a History Channel program that reveals, I guess, Roosevelt's prior knowledge to the attack on Pearl Harbor. And I was wondering if
I think it's called Day of Deceit.
Oh, thank you so much. Day of Deceit?
Yes.
Okay, and that's where that information
is? I believe. I think it's based off a book. And I've had the Admiral's son on and a bunch of others.
You've spoken of it many times, but you never actually said what it was. I listen intently, and you never say exactly.
What I need to do is have those guests back on. It's been years since I've covered Pearl Harbor in detail.
Hold on to the break. I've got a couple other questions.
Sure, stay there. We'll be right back on the other side of this transmission. These important messages. More Crass commercial messages, and we'll be right back. Locked and loaded. You know who that is. All right, we'll be right back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get 2 sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a...
Volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce trace and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
And so when I'm on a talk show, I just tell it like it is. And a lot of us, you know, it's hard to talk about the New World Order and to say all these horrible things and, you know, to talk about all these horrible things happening, but it's the truth. And so we're not bad because we're telling the truth. The truth hurts. It's scary. It's painful. But we have to do it. It'd be worse to not do it. Just let this evil, this malignant garbage just grow and grow. We have to tell the truth. We have to take what looks like the scary course, because through that course, we're protected and have a better society. The course of going along with it is the course of stagnation and degeneration and total enslavement. We got to buck up and stand up. You know, it's like when a dog, a big mean dog, runs at you. Run at it. And 99.99% of the time, even if it's a trained attack dog, it's going to turn, folks, because they're not engineered, unless you're dealing with an elephant or something like that. Certain species are different. But you charge most of these so-called predator creatures, including our own species, you charge them, many times they'll turn off. But I know this, if you run from them, they're going to get their blood up. You know, we need to stop running scared. Before I go back to Jeff and Scott and Wyatt and others, seriously, if you want powerful videos that expose the mainstream media's manipulation, that expose the New World Order, that expose 9/11, that expose the occult activities of world leaders, you need to get my videos, whether it's Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove or 9/11 The Road to Tyranny or The Masters of Terror or Police State 3 Total Enslavement. You need to have these films. Please take action. Please call the toll-free number. Get them, make copies of them, get them out to people, affect change. Here's the toll-free number to order. Call right now. 1-888-253-3139. Join us in the second American Revolution to defend the Republic. 1-888-253-3139. Or order any of my 11 films or the other books and tapes I carry at Infowars.com. I'm a PrisonPlanet.com. Via the Secure Safe shopping cart. That's 888-253-3139. And don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv, all my films, dozens of other films, books, TV reports, my weekly TV reports, PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions. Takes about a minute to sign up, so go do it today. Jeff in Ohio, finish up what you were saying.
Yeah, I thought one of the most compelling parts of 9/11 was the John O'Neill story. And was it Greg Palast that he released W199I to? Is that the information that you dispensed?
Yeah, Palast hasn't given out his sources publicly, but yeah.
Now, is there any farther peaks into that document than the few JPEGs that have been available on the Internet? Like,
the FBI ordered the BBC not to release any more of it.
Oh, my, yeah, that's wonderful, so... Well, I don't want to belabor.
Well, a month before he died, he told British newspapers, "I quit because they're going to let Bin Laden attack New York as a pretext to get oil."
Yep. But
I mean, he gave interviews. Look, he left the FBI.
Yep.
Said the government's, you know, going to be involved in something. Went to New York to try to protect it, and then died in it supposedly on 9/11.
Yeah, I watched the Frontline story. If any of your listeners want to go to the Frontline and watch The Man That Knew, it is a skewed view of what happened, but it does chronicle if you know the truth.
Oh, yeah, it admits all the facts, just puts a disgraceful spin on it. I've seen it.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for the call. Pardon me?
I'm afraid of watching your martial law film. You're going to have me hiding in the basement.
Well, it's coming out. I hope you get it. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.